You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Anytime and after nine, a beautiful Thursday night indeed, the night of Jumu'ah on our program, The Discussion, live on the airwaves of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, my beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuhum, all the way from Ladysmith. And our topic this evening is on 50 Shades of Love. You know, we were speaking that how many times can a person fall in love? Somebody sent a nice message just now. Ask Mawlana Salim Karim, why was Majnu so madly in love with Layla? Amuru bi diyari diyari Layla wa uqabidu zaljida. That's a very nice story as well. It's a very, very nice story. But anyway, this evening we're going to give, of course, as we go along with the questions, with the tips for marriage, the 50 Shades of Love, inshallah. Myself and Mawlana Salim Karim, we will be going point to point. And of course, you can pose any questions you would love to, whatever. Of course, Mawlana Salim will be coming from the Sharia side and he will be guiding you and I. He will be guiding you and I. Brother Ahmed from Boyson says that what happens to a brother who got who has a third wife or fourth wife or second wife? G. Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mawlana Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala had given him a special honor, a special privilege to marry more than four wives.
Mm-hmm.
This is a khususiyat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, given by Allah Rabbul Alameen. Even Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's just come back the month that Rasulullah took ill before he passed away. When Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam had severe headaches, migraine headaches, and the body was absolutely feverish, and he was not well, so he asked the Azwaj Mutahharat, where is my turn to stay tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And they all said, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's place, or Ghaliban, one of the other wives' turn it was. Rasulullah was very, very particular as far as the rights of the wives were concerned. Equality,
mm-hmm,
justice, and equal, everything. But when it came to love, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands to Allah Ta'ala.
Mm.
Oh Allah, love has to do with the heart. Oh Allah, I have no control of my heart. I love Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala the most. I have no control. So even Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to the rights of women, alhamdulillah, to his wives, every aspect was perfect.
Mm.
Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's fikr was that when it came to love, there must be equality and justice in love. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am bashar, afzalul bashar, the best of humankind, the best of mankind. Allah, have no control of my heart as far as love is concerned, because I love Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala the most from all my wives. So the question the brother is asking, then on the day of Qiyamah, with whom will be the wives? Which wife is going to be with the husband? And I think Mufti Eki Sahab Damat wa Barakatuh has on numerous occasions explained, and we have explained that whoever was your partner in this world, alhamdulillah, will be your partner in the akhirat.
Bishak.
So that's first. Number two, then people ask the question, but what happens that if you have two wives? For my Allah's fazal, is His grace, then both your wives will be with you. Ulama went further to explain that no, the one who had the best akhlaq, she'll be your partner in Jannah. It's the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, Murana, there's a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you will meet your acquaintances in Jannah on different days. From one kitab, I took it. Hazrat Abu Muhammad Hazri radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the people of Jannah will meet each other on different days of the week. We have 7 days in a week, Mulana. The people of Jannah will meet 7 different categories of people on each day different. On Saturday, the children will meet their parents. On Sunday, fathers will meet their children. Monday, murids and students will meet their sheikh and teachers.
Subhanallah.
Tuesday, ulama will meet their students. Wednesday, ummatis will meet with each other and their prophets. And on Thursday, prophets will meet their ummat.
Allahu Akbar.
And Friday, the cherry on the top, all persons will see Allah Ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar.
Zul Jalali wal Ikram. So the point here, Mawlana, is marriage is not a rehabilitation center to change the next person. It's not a rehabilitation. You send people for drug rehabilitation or whatever it is. Somebody said it nicely. Okay, marriage is not a rehabilitation center to change the next person. It is a partnership. The lamas join both of them. Dono ko ek aur nek banaye. Allah must gel both of them to the beautiful sunnat of nikah. Allah in joro ko. Allah make this couple ek aur nek. Allah keep them united and pious. So somebody said it very nicely. Marriage is not a rehabilitation center. And this is a mistake some of us make. As my son is on drugs, or he's gone out of hand, getting married, thinking that the wife will put him right. She's not a drug rehabilitation center. Sharia didn't make her that. Or send him in Jamaat, 40 days, let him go. Marriage is not a rehabilitation center to change the next person.
I see all
partnership.
I see all the listeners are saying, haq. Somebody says, yeah, Allahu Akbar. Somebody says, Mulana, well said there. So, Ustad, let's go to point number one. Great relationships don't just happen. They are created. You have to work at it. I'm not understanding. If they're saying great relationships don't just happen, they are created, then what happens when you are married for 4 or 5 years and then you get divorced? What happens with that, Ustad?
Mulana, as I said to you, first and foremost, you need to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah has promised help to 3 individuals. From the 3 is one, is that young man who's made intention to get married. Allah Pak says, I will take responsibility to help him get married. From your side, as an individual who wants to get married, you make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You look for the right partner. First and foremost, correct yourself, correct your intention. You need intention and attention. Why am I getting married? So great relationships, Mulana, as I said, don't just happen. It is the beautiful qualities of ulama and parents and lectures and lots of other factors that contribute to a better understanding of what marriage is all about. This is a big problem, Mulana. We don't have no education as far as marriage is concerned. We don't have classes, very limited classes. So great, and what is it? If Allah has made your jora, if Allah has willed it, it will happen. I'll give you an example. Hadrat Zayd ibn Haritha was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted son. Rasulullah adopted him. His name was Zayd ibn Muhammad. He was so proud that I'm Rasulullah's son. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected the procedure and said, no, your adopted son cannot be your biological son. So he cannot take your surname. So Zayd ibn Haritha, that was his original name, ibn Haris. But when Rasulullah adopted him, Zayd ibn Muhammad. And Allah Ta'ala revealed the whole ayat in the Quran. I'm not going to go into the details of that. But alhamdulillah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved him. Rasulullah's cousin was Zainab. Rasulullah proposed for Hadrat Zayd. Rasulullah took the proposal. Rasulullah got them married. When they got them married, they were not getting on because Zayd ibn Harith was a slave, and Hadrat Zainab, she came from the noble family of the Quraysh and of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was always some arguments between both of them, and Huzuri Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to always go and try to patch up, try and make peace, try and resolve the issue. Okay? So who took the proposal? Rasulullah. Who made the nikah? Rasulullah. Who was the counselor? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But unfortunately, the tabiyat of both of them were different. And eventually, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Zayd, "Then I think it's better you give her talaq." And Rasulullah married Hazrat Zainab. And the Quraysh and everybody started talking, how could Rasulullah get married to his adopted son's wife? So Allah Pak cleared that masala also. That your adopted son's wife is not a mahram.
Indeed.
You can get married to her. And Rasulullah married Hazrat Zainab. So the point what I'm saying, Mulana, is yes, from our side, we must try our best to make the right choices with the right intention. And for some reason, if marriage doesn't work out, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Wallahu a'lam. You did your duty. You tried your best. وَصَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You can't get on. No use giving taklif to each other and each other's family, cursing each other, being disobedient, being disrespectful to each other. Then the best thing to do is to part. And inshallah, Allah will open the doors elsewhere. So great relationships don't just happen, it's true. Lots of dua, our parents make dua for us. Our ustad makes dua for us. Our grandparents make dua. Allah, my grandson, or my granddaughter, give her a good jura. So after dua, after checking and scrutinizing, and then alhamdulillah, marriage takes place, alhamdulillah, and they're living happily ever after. Yeah?
Ustad, I totally disagree with this point here. If your job takes all of your best energy, your work, your job, maybe you're always out of the country, in and out, you know, it says here your marriage will suffer. I'm not understanding. I mean, this is your Rosy. So I'm always out of the country. So you're trying to tell me that my wife will cheat on me? Because it says here, if your job takes all of your best energy, your marriage will suffer. Ustad.
When Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala got married, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave some directives that, Betty, my beloved daughter Fatima, your duty is inside the house. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah said to him, "Oh Ali, your responsibility is out of the house." A good husband.
Allahu Akbar.
Has to make time and divide his time. Time to earn his rozi, time to spend with his children, and time to spend with his wife. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is nice to cry over your gunas, stay indoors and spend quality time. So, Murana, how is it that in business we can make time and allocation for everything?
Yes.
And for my wife and for my children, I don't have time. Well, now you pay the price. Your marriage will suffer. Because the wife needs attention, Molana. Whole day, she's striving and working so hard for the husband to keep the muhabbat, the neatness of the house, everything, mashallah, smartly done and kept. Don't you think that we owe this to her? At least 2 hours of our time, or an hour after Isha Namaz, or 2 hours, alhamdulillah, to give her your undivided attention. So if your job takes all of your best energy, what's the sense of earning those millions of rands and keeping it in your bank? There's no joy in your family, there's no happiness, there's no unity, there's no barakah, there's no communication. What's the space? Or put it in the bus dustbin. You might as well develop great muhabbat for your wife and your children that will be of benefit to you in the dunya and your akhirah. Yes, the point what I'm saying, we have to earn. It's our duty as husbands to work, alhamdulillah. There is time allocation. Walidafsika alayka haqqun, Rasulullah said.
Bishak.
Your body needs time to rest. وَلِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌّ. Your wife needs time and attention. Your servants need your attention. Your children need حُقُوقُ اللَّهِ and حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ. That's the beauty of Islam.
I see Assistant Senior, Assistant Senior Maulana Salim Karim, my husband says he's the only breadwinner of the house. So that's why he's hardly at home. He's always out of the country. From here, Mabutu, yeah. Yeah, that's anonymous sister.
Allah Park says, it's Allah's duty that he feeds you. Allah is making our husbands and our fathers and brothers a zariya. But in reality, Allah Rabbul Alameen is a razzaq. Allah Pak says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. You see, this is why Allah Pak didn't put Rosie in the hands of man. But if I don't like you, Mulana, I'm going to cut you out. I'll hamrawa you. Hey, I gave you 50 rand. One person, Mulana Thanvi Rahmatullah, gave a beautiful advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one friend, true friend, gave him, Mulana. So he gave him one black fowl.
Mm-hmm.
Take it and eat it. So whenever... used to meet him, the friend used to meet him, he says, remember the last time I gave you one black fowl? It went on and on for some time, and eventually that friend got frustrated. He said one day he went and brought another fowl and came black collar and said, you know what, take your fowl and please go, because every time you remind me, if you gave it, you gave it for the pleasure of Allah, why do you keep reminding me? That's why Allah Pak didn't keep Rosie in the hands of insan. When it comes to the وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَا, do not kill your children. You see, all those who do abortion, Molana, they're going to pay a price. The doctor who does it, the nurse who took part in that, that anesthetician who did the anesthetics, he's going to pay you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Allah Pak says, first we feed the unborn baby in the mother's stomach, then we feed you. What right do you have? And on the day of Qiyamah, that masoom child that was aborted, it's only for medical reasons, Mulana. The doctor says, mashallah, two Muslim doctors, and say, look, this pregnancy is not on. And before life can come into the baby in 120 days or whatever it is, ask the Muftiani Kiram,
mm-hmm.
the baby is aborted, that's a different thing. On the day of Qiyamah, these children that were aborted for no reason, Mulana, they're throwing children in the dustbin. They're leaving them at the bus rank. They're leaving them in front of shopping centers. They're leaving them in front of people's home. The curse of zina. Because now you're embarrassed. Everybody's going to see you with a child. This is the zamana we're living in. What's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah? That masoom child that you aborted is going to... بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Allah asked the parents of mine, what wrong did we do that they had to kill us? And this is going to be in front of Allah Rabbul Alameen in Maidan-e Hashr. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Allah asked the parents of mine who aborted me for no reason, what guna did we make?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. 0847863133. Ustad, you have to listen to this one. You have to listen to this one. It says that one of the greatest gifts you can give your spouse is your own happiness. One of the greatest gifts you can give your spouse is your own happiness. A listener says here, Mulana Salim, I give my wife a salary of 19,000 rand a month. Still, she's not happy. Still, she's not happy. She says she wants my heart, which is her happiness. I cannot understand. Ustad. So one of the greatest gifts you can give your spouse is your own happiness. G.
Well, no, there's a beautiful saying. I think of you.
Uh-huh.
I miss you.
Uh-huh.
I need you.
Uh-huh.
I love you.
Uh-huh.
I don't need a king. I need his deen.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
I pray him taking me to Jannah and making me his queen. I think of you. I miss you.
Uh-huh.
I need you.
Uh-huh.
I love you. Mm. I don't need a ring. I don't need a ring. Allahu Akbar. See, this is the beautiful quality of a wife. She says, I think of you. I miss you. I need you. I love you. See, I don't need a ring. Like the Christian, you must put a ring and book you.
Uh-huh.
You want spaza ring, ma. Today too, you can get plastic rings too. Yeah, they're selling you fake rings. They spray that in gold and silver.
It's too much. Allahu Akbar.
I don't need a ring. I need his deen, his Islam, his piety, his love, his Allah consciousness. Why? I prepare him taking me to Jannah and making me his queen. That should be the spirit of the sister. 19,000 rand. Make shukr. Your husband, alhamdulillah, has he love you.
Yes.
He love you. You stole my heart. Keep it. And you married him. Alhamdulillah, you gave your heart to him. You gave your life to him. So as somebody said, you know what? You stole my heart, so keep it. So alhamdulillah, she must make shukr.
Allahu Akbar. 29 minutes after 9 Central African time. I see a listener from Azadville says, Molana, please, we want the podcast and we want the points that you people are mentioning, you and Molana Salim Karim. Ustad, do you believe this, Ustad? That when you complain about your spouse to your friends, when you complain about your spouse to your friends, remember that their feedback can be distorted. How is that possible, Ustad? I mean, they are your friends. You trust them, Ustad. You confide in them. So I'm not understanding. When you complain about your spouse to your friends, remember that their feedback can be distorted, Ustad.
First and foremost, Mulana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that if there is a dispute between the husband and wife, how do you resolve it? فَعِزُوهُنَّ. Sit her down and talk to her. Communicate, engage, talk, discuss. This is Quranic divine nasihat from Bari Ta'ala, Malikul Mulk. If the wife is disobedient, she's not listening, how do you solve the problem? In the context of the Quran, فَإِذُوهُنَّ. Sit her down. Talk to her. Explain to her. Express your likes and dislikes to her. If that method doesn't work, wahjuruhunna fil madajir, then separate yourself from the bed that you share with her, but stay in the same room. And it's a painful thing. All your life you slept in your wife's arms, vice versa. And now he's sleeping on the floor and you're sleeping on the bed. No, no, it'll pick your conscience. Look at how Hakim Allah is. Allah Pak didn't say take your pillow and then load your kit bag and put it in the boot and go sleep in a hotel. Allah Pak said stay in the same room but jump off the bed. Separate yourself from the bed. Eventually, Allah consciousness will come into her. She'll realize this is my husband. She's not an ordinary man. She's not an ordinary woman. She's my wife. And what happened if Maud comes now and I pass away and she's angry and I'm angry?
Allah.
See, what face are we going to show to Allah Ta'ala? Shaitan is very happy that his marriage must end in a divorce. Shaitan is very happy that one dies and there's no maafi. A lady that's going to enter Jannah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَى فِي الْجَنَّةِ
بَشَكْ.
And Rasulullah then asked the Sahaba al-Kiram, do you know which woman is going to go to Jannat? Sahaba al-Kiram said, Wallahu alam ya Rasulullah, you know best. Rasulullah said, Allah will grant that woman Jannat who the husband is angry with. She is angry with him or he is angry with her. But at night, she goes to him, holds his hand, and says to him, mm-hmm. Wallahi, I will not sleep until you make me laugh. Allahu Akbar.
So
beautiful. You got Islam.
Allahu Akbar. So, Ustaz,
number three, Monana, when you get third parties involved in marriages, they cause more complication.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem, Monana. People who are unqualified, I have an ulterior motive there. I also say, you know what? Let me do some garbari here. I'm not saying everybody. I'm eyeing this lady here. See? They're having a rocky marriage, and I'm the friend. So now I'm making a plan here now. See, I'm not saying all men do this, but yes, sometimes. When you get outsiders, third party, they got no interest in this marriage. They give the wrong advice to the husband, they give the wrong advice to the wife. Mm. You run to the court. Isn't it the first question they'll ask you, registered? Registered in community of property. Go to the lawyer and pass and get it, the summons made out, and make a claim for half his estate. Free of charge, you'll get it. Nisful liw wa nisful lak. Half for you, half for me. Wrong advice, Murana. So you're asked this question here about complaining. When we get third parties involved in this relationship to try and sort out, I'm not saying, I said, if you have ulama and professionals, alhamdulillah.
So, Ustaz, even if it's your friends? No, yes.
No, I think you keep the friends out.
Yes.
In my opinion. Because sometimes we are biased. You have to be very strong-hearted, Mulana. When you do this social welfare work, you need to have a heart like a rock. You can't sway this way and that way and let emotions get the better of you. Haq is haq, you must stand for.
Ustaz, listen to this one from Durban. Malana Salim, this is Ummi Salma. My husband tells me that his one friend is like his eldest brother to him. Uh-huh. So if I need anyone to talk to, I can speak to him. I feel so insecure to do that. This is a sister, Ustad.
Forget that friend acting like a big brother. Rasulullah said your brother-in-law is dead.
Allahu Akbar.
Don't even trust your brother-in-law. You must make parda from him.
Alhamul maut. Indeed, Ustaz.
Yeah, al maut. Your brother-in-law is like death. Forget that big brother. What big brother, Mulana?
Astaghfirullah.
You see, when shaitan, you know, misconstrues things for us, wants to lead us astray, Mulana, and destroy a good relationship. Get ulama involved. Get proper marriage counselors involved, Mulana, who know the game. Because it's people's life here, the children's life here, Mulana. It's the future of the family.
Ya Allahu Akbar.
Some wrong person gives the wrong advice. When you make mashura, tabib se mashura karo or labib se. What means, Mulana? Somebody who's well acquainted with the situation and someone who loves you for the pleasure of Allah will always look at your interest. Make mashura with them. And most of the cases you'll find, Mulana, the third party, when you get involved, that's where all the misunderstanding and a good home to make a home is lost.
Ustad, wallahi, Ustad, Allah give you long life. This question coming in now, it says, Mawlana Salim Karim, we love what you are saying. It's haq. I hope all our husbands are listening attentively. This is from Senten. Mawlana Salim, my friend gave me the wrong advice, made me hate him. Eventually, I ditched him. Only to find out that she was after my husband, Ustad, from Senten.
Well, that's the truth, what I'm saying, Mawlana. I have ye matlab ka dunya hai. I've befriended you because I'm eyeing your wife, Mawlana.
Astaghfirullah.
Na'udhu billah min zali. You see the social outings we have? We go for parties together. We go for outings together. Yes, if we follow the rules of Shariat and Parda, that's a different matter, Mawlana. If you want to go out with your family. People will call you that, you know, you're very unsociable. Your best friend is your wife. Your best friend is your children. It's your family, alhamdulillah. Because that's where all the fitna starts, Mulana. That's where all the gossip starts.
Sure. Allah.
And the sister is exactly saying what I'm saying, Mulana. The person came there to advise, but she had ulterior motives. So, inshallah, you come back to our point, Murana. Yes, we all have problems. We all are not perfect. We have allow for imperfect. See, we all going to learn by our mistakes. But let us not be so generous and just let every Tom, Dick, and Harry to come and try and resolve.
I see the sisters in Australia asking, Honorable, respected Malana Salim Karim, then who do we complain to? Who do we complain to? Do we complain to the ulama, to the molanas, to the ustads, to our friends, to our fathers, to our families, to our neighbors? Who do we complain? It's a very good question, ustad.
I'll answer that question, Molana. Uh-huh. This is why when we perform the nikah, Molana,
uh-huh,
we ask who's the bride's representative.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You didn't call outsiders there to represent your daughter. The father is the representative. The uncle, the brother, or whoever it is. So normally when there's a dispute, we say, okay, who was the representative and the wakil and the two witnesses? Let's call them in because they were witnesses the day this nikah took place. So inshallah, let's call them in. Maybe family members. So that should be the first line of action. Let's call the wakil and the two witnesses. Let's try to negotiate, try and make peace and resolve the issue. We don't get joy over there because the wakil is gone or he's late, is passed on, or the witnesses have passed on. Then the second thing, alhamdulillah, get the ulama involved. Fas'alu ahl al-dhikri in kuntum la ta'lamu. Ask the learned if you don't know anything. Ask them for advice. Then we have marriage counselors. We have divorce counselors. We have all types of psychologists, mashallah. We have professionals in our community, amongst the Muslim community, amongst the sisters and brothers, involve them, inshallah. But I think the first hurdle to solve the problem is get the wakil and the two witnesses. If they can't resolve the issue, then we get the ulama. وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Get a representative from the bride's family and a representative from the bridegroom's family. So there's equality, there's justice, there's no biasness.
Hmm. Somebody saying, Ustad, I went to an alim and I poured my heart out to him. I'm 25 years old and this alim asked me what is my cell number and eventually we started chatting, Molana Salim Karim. I don't know anymore who I can confine to because this Molana, he is interested in me. Ustad.
You have to make the right choice, Molana. This is what I'm saying.
But Ustad, who do you go to?
This is what I'm saying. You know, everybody is not the same. You can't generally say that ulama are like this.
No, indeed,
if
indeed.
You get one or two rotten, you know, in every profession you have this, Molana. It's not only amongst the ulama. You have this in all types of professions. You'll find some of them, the intentions are totally wrong. Yes, it's sad that this alim had to do this. He's supposed to be as an alim. That's why it's better, inshallah, bring another alim to sit there.
I see somebody stopping you there. He says, Molana Salim, don't blame the ulama. Blame the ladies because she is very vulnerable. 25 years old, Ustad. She's being... No, you blame both of them, Ustad. You blame
both of them.
Both of them.
She should have went with a mahram to speak to that alim. Not alone. She should have went with a mahram, with a father, with a brother, with an uncle, so that there is no room for fitna. And if that alim asked for the cell number, obviously it is wrong. Malana, his intentions are wrong. Will Allah Ta'ala give barakat in that type of mashura? Definitely not.
Ya Allah.
As somebody said, you know, I don't hate you. I just lost respect for you. Exactly what the sister is saying. I don't hate you. I just lost respect for you. As an alim, you're doing this. You're supposed to give guidance. I'm like a daughter. I'm like your mother. Respect me. One Sahabi came to Rasulullah in the mosque.
Mm-hmm.
One person came to the mosque and he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to commit zina. Sahaba al-Kiram wanted to throw him out of the masjid. How dare you ask Rasulullah a question like this in the masjid? And what a question. Give me permission to commit zina. Rasulullah said to the Sahaba al-Kiram, sit down. Call the young man to come sit right next to me. The young man's knees were touching the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and see with what wisdom Rasulullah is questioning this young man. Rasulullah asked him, do you have a mother? He said, gee, Ya Rasulullah, I have a mother. Would you love somebody to commit zina with your mother? He says, no. do you have an aunt? He says, gee, Ya Rasulullah, I have an aunt. So Rasulullah asks him, would you love someone to commit zina with your aunt? He says, never. You have a sister? In fact, Rasulullah engaged him like this. And finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you're going to commit zina, it is going to be somebody's mother, somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, somebody's aunt. As you don't wish it for yourself, gee, how can you do this? And then Rasulullah put his hand, his Mubarak hand, on the heart of this young man and gave him such a beautiful dua. Allahumma tahir qalbahu. Allah, cleanse this young man's heart. There's lust in it, there's desire in it, there's nafsaniyat in it, there's shaitaniyat in it. Rabbul Alameen, cleanse his heart. Wa ahsin farjahu. Allah, protect his private parts. And they say that this young boy or this young individual, after that, became one of the most pious amongst the Sahaba.
Ustad, we go to Mauritius. It says here, this is Sister Nasreen from Mauritius. She says, Malana, I prefer to talk to my kids or try to explain and clear the negativity with my hubby. Rather talk to others unless it's come beyond limits, Malana Salim. Then may speak and ask for advice from parents, in-laws to arrange things, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my first advisor, where I'll find my solutions for any difficult issues, definitely. This one says, Malana, this is from Durban now. Malana Salim Karim, 100% exactly what you are saying is correct. This one says, anonymous broken brother. Malana Salim Karim, my marriage broke cause my own blood brother was advising both of us. Not realizing my wife and him fell in love, and eventually we got divorced, and after 2.5 years, she married my own brother. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Malana, you quoted the most beautiful hadith, Al-Habu Mautun, that a brother-in-law is like death.
But Ustad, is this really happening? Ustad, is it really happening?
Well, that's why Malana, ulama ikram have said it's better when your son gets married, let him go and stay separately. Because I have a young brother, I have an elder brother. The concept of parda, alhamdulillah, it's in many homes, but eventually there are loopholes, Molana. You know, shaitan makes you do things that is just unbelievable. And the way shaitan polishes it and presents it to you, that you become vulnerable. We all are weak. And that's why the greatest gift, وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that try to lower your gaze. Be it a man or be it a woman, therein lies your salvation. Somebody said it very nice. You know why people reject in a marriage? Rejection. Why? Rejection is a number one fear amongst human beings. The biggest fear that we have is rejection. The deepest need in human beings is the need to belong. That's what we need. We need a sense of belonging, Mulana. And that's what nikah gives to us, a sense of belonging.
Ustad, you're going to shout me now. You're going to shout me, Ustad. Anonymous sister is saying, oh, the messages are coming in. My father-in-law always tells me he loves my eyes when I wear parda. I'm afraid to tell my hubby, my husband, Molana Salim, what should I do? Please advise me. Maybe the father-in-law, I don't know, Ustad, maybe he's got good intentions. I don't know, Ustad.
No, Molana, you can't make it. He must say that I love your eyes. He must say to his wife, Molana, alhamdulillah, Allah Pak has given him a wife. He should direct those beautiful comments to his wife, not his daughter-in-law. I mean, Molana, what respect are you showing to your son?
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Molana, you are a cheater. You're a homebreaker. That's what I'm going to call that father-in-law. I grew this child up, insha'Allahul Aziz. I treasure this son of mine. See, I respect this son of mine. And now I'm having, you know, feelings, and I'm making such inappropriate comments to my daughter-in-law. I want to ask that person, insha'Allahul Aziz, see, did you make such beautiful comments to your wife?
Yes.
And told her, mashallah, you got such beautiful eyes. You've got like the hoors of Jannah. And mashallah, Mawlana, having big eyes, and mashallah, black eyes, and white, subhanallah, the definition of the hoors of Jannah, such beautiful eyes they'll have.
Sure.
So he must go tell his wife, mashallah, what beautiful eyes you got. See? Why say it to your daughter-in-law?
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Where's the respect? He already broke. It shows that he has no akhlaq in him.
Yes, Ustad, of course.
There's no respect for a woman. And let somebody else say that to his wife. Let's see what he says, Mawlana. He said, Mawlana, this is why I told you last week and the other week also, Mawlana. We also have to bring in the father-in-law.
Yes, you did tell me, Ustad, yes.
He said, inshallah, next week, if Allah wills, we're living. I think we need some feedback from the father-in-laws. Some of the difficulties that they have and some of the weaknesses that they have. We want to correct the wrong, Mawlana. We don't want to criticize and fight on radio here. This is not the maqsad of Markaz-e-Sahaba. We're bringing these important masails in front so we could find a solution, work, take advice from each other and better the situation. We're not making fun of people here, Mawlana. We're not criticizing people here because it gives you and me great pleasure to talk on radio. That's never our maqsad. But here is it, Mawlana, a typical thing that's what's happening. Because we become so free with our daughter-in-laws. The concept of hijab and parda and respect is all gone. So make dua ki Allah Ta'ala give that sister Ajri Azim for bringing it to our attention. Maybe it's an eye-opener for other father-in-laws that do not look at your daughter-in-law with wrong intentions. She's somebody else's property. She's somebody else's daughter. She is a guest in your house. And most of ever, she is the wife of your husband, of your son. At least show some respect.
Yes, Ustad. I see Dr. Sabi saying that Mawlana Salim, very informative program. I'm a father-in-law as well. I take my own daughter-in-laws like my own daughter. And yes, there should be respect, as you were saying. This is Dr. Sap. This one says from Azadville, in some families, brothers and sister-in-laws, they kiss and hug one another. Then they say, we're only brother and sister. Ustad.
Again, Mawlana, this is the greatest, you know what you call, dhoka of shaitan.
Astaghfirullah.
You know, somebody said, you know, I'm only looking at this beautiful woman. My heart is clean. Allahu Akbar. See how shaitan puts it, Mawlana. What did Rasulullah say? That a gaze is a poison and it's an arrow of the shaitan. It pierces the heart. To stay at a ghair mahram. And he's saying, no, mashallah. You know, we are brothers and sisters. Even ulama-i kiram have written, Mawlana, that to embrace your children is a great sunnah. But if I have a young daughter, mashallah, she is physically well-built, and I'm a bit of a weak person. I'm just saying. Ulama-i kiram said it is not permissible for me to hug my daughter because it may just lead to some fitna.
Allahu Akbar.
The whole nikah can be destroyed.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Well, there are so many instances where the father-in-law is involved with the daughter-in-law. The mother-in-law is involved with the son-in-law. Because there is no, I'm not saying in every home, I'm saying there are such situations in our community.
We start 9 minutes to 10. Mawlana Salim, I don't want to mention my name, but yesterday I had ta'alim at my house. There's a white lady in her 20s. She is a revert to Islam. She's new to Islam and having problems. So someone told her to go to a Mawlana in Phoenix. And instead of helping her, he raped her. She was explaining to me, I'm so shocked, Mawlana Salim. I don't know what advice to give her. This is anonymous. Ustad.
Mawlana, she should go to the child protection and woman protection, inshallah, and lay a charge against that Mawlana. And he should be locked up because he's a disgrace to Islam.
Astaghfirullah.
Is this what we are teaching? This is what Islam teaches. People like this, unfortunately, Mawlana, they do such things that is so embarrassing for our Muslim community and leave about the others what they think about us.
Astaghfirullah.
Again, I'm saying to the sisters also that for Allah's sake, whenever you go to an alim, or whoever it is, take a mahram with you. That alim may be innocent, but shaitan can sometimes lead you astray.
Yes,
so when you go for these types of counseling and help, please don't go alone. Take a mahram and go. And wherever the counseling is taken, it must be in a public place. Let it be in an office. Doors are open. See? So everybody can see. Yes, you can have your private discussion with the alim. You can speak, fine. But leave the doors open. Let the mahram be with you. It saves your iman also, and it saves that alim also.
But Ustad, can't both of them think, Ustad? I mean, if I come to you for advice, I'm a lady and you're a man, can't we both think that I'm a married, you married? I don't know, Ustad. I don't know. Is there taqwa? There's no taqwa. I know shaitan is the third party. But can't both at the same time, can't they sit and think that, I don't know, Ustad. I don't know. You guide me.
As I said, Mona, this is a very big fitna. You know, Allah Ta'ala protect us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what I'm saying. وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَهُدُّ I'm going to keep repeating this ayah because this is where it starts. All the guna starts with the eyes and the stomach. All the guna, if you look at it, starts with the eyes.
Mm.
What is love, Mulana?
Mm.
Love is when a woman
she
covers her body so nobody can see her attraction.
Beshak. Beshak, Ustad.
But her husband. And he lowers his gaze so he can't see any woman but her. That's what love is. Respect for each other. And the most hadith of Rasulullah, the most perfect believer in faith is the one whose character is finest and who is kindest to his wife. Whose akhlaq is perfect and who's kind to his wife. Holding on to your marriage through tough times. We're all going through tough times in our marriages. So it's well said, holding on to your marriage through tough times is not easy, but it's certainly worth it. So fight for your marriage, defend your marriage, and find a husband who isn't afraid to admit that he misses you and who knows that you are not perfect, but treats you as if you are. Look for a husband like that. That he admits that he misses you. I don't know when last we said, Monana, to our wife, we miss you.
Ustad, it's so sad. It's really sad, Ustad. We got about 5 minutes. Really sad. We only mentioned about 5, 6, 7 points, Ustad. Really, really sad. Somebody says here, Maulana Salim Karim, how I wish you were here, Maulana Salim. My husband made me remove my parda because he says he doesn't like it. I look old. He says and he threatens me, if I don't do it, he will start having an affair. So eventually I had to remove my parda just for our happiness. Inna lillahi wa liyadu billah. Ustad.
First and foremost, Mawlana, for that sister, la ta'ata li makhlukin fi masiyatil khaliq. Whether he says it, the ustad says it, the sheikh says it, or anybody for that matter says that remove your parda, you will not obey any human being. Irrespective of who they are.
Yes, Ustad.
Father, grandfather, Ustad, husband, whoever. Fi masiyatil khaliq. In the disobedience of Allah. And unfortunately, the sister has done that. Our request to her is, inshallah, please Allah first. I know your marriage is equally important.
Indeed.
And some alim needs to sit down with the husband and try to make him understand that it is better for him that his wife is protected, see, than what he's requesting her to do. He made a short mistake, he made a big mistake, whatever it is, but I think if he's really sincere in his heart, I think a woman looks the best when she's in hijab.
Yes, Ustad, definitely. Definitely.
It's not an insult to the other sisters, I'm not saying that. But inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala give all our sisters tawfiq. That one day, inshallah, they'll don the niqab and hijab. And then you will see the real beauty of a woman. She's protected.
Ustad, before we leave, of course, we've got about 4 minutes left. The only rules in your marriage are those you both choose to agree with. I'm not understanding, Ustad. The only rules in your marriage are those you both choose to agree with, Ustad.
Well, this is why I say it is very important to communicate with your partner. And I always mention this when the couples come to Maulana for advice before marriage.
Uh-huh.
Please ask yourself, the person that you're getting married, to make a list of do's and don'ts, likes and dislikes. So that before marriage, my partner should know this. Okay, we are proposed. You can make a request that I would like a copy of the likes and dislikes. What I like and what I dislike, the husband must write his side of it to be, and the wife to be, to write her side of it. So, and exchange it. Yes, give it to the parents to say, please give it to your son or give it to your daughter. So I have an idea that the person that I marry, Molana, I may bring a beautiful chocolate to my wife. And she's diabetic, for example. So she doesn't like, she doesn't like a dark chocolate. I went and bought the chocolate with such great love. And I come and present it to my wife and she says, I don't want it. I will get hurt immediately. But if I know my wife doesn't eat chocolate, she's diabetic. Or she doesn't like this way of my of making a cup of tea or this type of whatever. This is many misunderstandings, Molana, can be removed if we just have these discussions immediately after nikah also. That sit down with your wife and sit down with your husband, inshallah, and talk about it.
Yes.
These things, this color or this taste or this, I'm not in favor of it. It doesn't match me, or it's not part and parcel of, it's not my cup of tea. So I won't make a mistake as a wife to do something that's going to upset my husband or vice versa. It's very important, Molana, is to communicate your feelings. We bottle up inside for years, Molana, and when we explode, then we have World War VIII.
Ustaz, we've got about a minute left, inshallah. Just short and sweet, Ustaz. Some few words from your side, Ustaz. Many, many listeners are tuning in, listening. I see I've got from Canada, I've got from the United States of America. Also, they're all giving input and say that, of course, Molana, we all need to take advice with Molana Salim Karim is saying. Ustaz, to all those who are newly married, Ustaz, it's 10 o'clock spot on, Ustaz. To all those who are newly married, short and sweet, G, Ustaz.
Well, somebody gave a good, you know, Molana, we only want to hear what we want. We are very selective. Don't waste your time with explaining people only what to hear what they want to hear. We are very selective. And a dua to Allah. If someone hates me for my happiness, I ask you that, Rabbul Alameen, you bless them with happiness so they forget minds.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, if someone hates me for my happiness, I must be happy for my Muslim brother and sister, for my wife. If she's happy, she's healthy. Alhamdulillah, she's such a wonderful personality in my home. She's brought so much of nur and barakah. Make shukr to Allah for that. Thank Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama.
Ameen.
A beautiful dua. If someone hates me for my happiness, wallah, I ask you that. You bless them with happiness so that they forget mine. Number two, key word to the young people who are getting married, never respond to rudeness. A lot of time we fight for petty things. Molana, we're not even married 1 week. And start the argument starts and the fight starts and the talaq starts. Never respond to rudeness. If your husband is rude to you, don't respond to him. When people are rude to you, they reveal who they are. Don't take it personally. Be silent. Beautiful advice. Never respond to rudeness. Don't stoop to the level. When people are rude to you, they reveal who they are. It is just showing you your akhlaq, what type of a personality this person has. So don't take it personally. Be silent. That's the advice I can give. And value life. Life is beautiful, Molana.
One day,
1 hour, and 1 minute will not come again in your entire life. So avoid fighting, angriness, and speak lovely to every person, especially your wife.
Ustaz, Jazakumullah khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you tremendously, inshallah. Of course, we haven't finished the 50 shades of love, but inshallah, we will see if we will continue next week or maybe some other time. Somebody just asking, requesting for du'as for Hafiz Yahya Vahid, 19 years old, who was sentenced without bail today for 6 weeks in Westville prison, who was involved in an accident. It wasn't his fault, Mawlana Salim. Please requesting for du'as. This is the family, Ustaz.
Inshallah, Allahumma Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir wa dammim bil khair. Ask the family to recite 500 times Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir, and 500 times Ya arhamar rahimin, Ya arhamar rahimin, and 11 times Durood Sharif in the beginning and end, and make dua ki Allah Ta'ala grant him ease and Allah Ta'ala free him. Ameen. From being falsely accused and arrested. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for him.
Ameen.
And all of us, we make dua. Because one Muslim brother, if he is hurt, it must hurt the entire ummah. This is what friendship is about. This is what brotherhood is about. And this is what about Islam talks about. The pain that we suffer, we must be sharing it. The joy we must share in, the happiness that we must share. So may Allah make it easy for him and his family. And read this wazifa. Not only for him, whoever has got difficulties and problems, 500 times, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and Hasbunallahu wa Ni'mal Wakeel, 500 times. And make dua, Allah will make it easy for them. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمين.
Ustad, Jazakumullah khairan. I see I have, we have Sister Hina from Peshawar, Ustad. Peshawar, I think that's in India, Pakistan. She was listening to the program as well, Ustad.
Allah reward them all. Allah Ta'ala grant them afiyat.
Ameen.
And inshallah Allah bless them with taqwa and deen.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was my beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim. Very, very sad indeed. Wallahi al-azim, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Marka Sahaba. So many, many, many things out there. So many, many things out there are happening. And you know it's happening, but you're afraid to speak. You're afraid to come out with it. No, don't ever be afraid. Allah is there. Allah is the best judge, my beloved, beautiful listeners. And wallahi, love your spouse like you will never ever love anyone else, my beloved, beautiful listeners. I know people are asking, if you take a second, if you take a third, if you take a fourth. Yes, you might take second, third, fourth, but your first wife is your first wife. How they say, Brother Lokolo, first love never dies, isn't it? They say first love never dies. We leave you and love you. Up next is the 10 o'clock news from myself, Brother Lokolo, and all of you out there. See you tomorrow morning on our program, As-Safinatu Ilal Jannah. Allahumma hadina wahdibina wahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.